Proclamation number 3615 dated the November 28, 1945. Conditions for the working of the Spirit. Your knowledge is patchy for as long as you are not taught by the Spirit within yourselves, and all your pondering and searching will not suffice if you do not contact me first, in order to appeal to my Spirit for enlightened thinking. Anyone having gained his knowledge without appealing for my help first can certainly speak of human insight but never claim to possess divine wisdom. Knowledge which relates to the spiritual kingdom and corresponds to the truth. For I alone distribute this knowledge, certainly to anyone who desires it, nevertheless only providing the conditions I ask for are met so that my spirit is able to work in a person. Consequently, the knowledge, the pure spiritual truth, will only be guaranteed if the petitioner completely submits himself to my will, if he lives according to my teaching, with love for me and his neighbor. This is the first condition a person will have to fulfill if he wants to become worthy of my gift of grace, of receiving the pure truth through my spirit. Additionally, he must have a profound desire for truth. This is another condition I expect to be met but which is rarely considered. For in order to receive the knowledge which complies with the truth, the human being must first give up his humanly imparted knowledge, that is, he must not assume to be already knowledgeable, otherwise he will hardly be open to the influx of pure truth if it is not in line with his previous knowledge. He must be willing to abandon his acquired knowledge in order to receive the pure truth. And this will can only be mastered by a person who is as yet not convinced of the truth of his own knowledge. However, if he believes that he knows the truth, he will hardly appeal for it, therefore it cannot be imparted to him either. His misguided knowledge cannot be disclosed and eradicated. To completely voluntarily submit himself to me and to attentively listen to that which I reveal to him through my spirit, is the only way in order to arrive at the truth. And thus the person must have profound faith, he must be firmly convinced that I am able to convey the truth to him and will do so. He must be convinced of the working of the Spirit within him, of my direct activity in the human being. He will not enter into solitude and carefully listen to that which my spirit reveals to him. To consciously listen within is therefore another condition which is to be met in order to hear me. For the spirit's voice is gentle and delicate and can only be heard by someone who completely withdraws himself from the world, who listens within, thus who establishes contact with the spiritual kingdom. With me as the giver of truth, as the Father Spirit whose share rests as a spiritual spark in his soul. He must allow the Spirit within himself to speak and prior to this shape his soul such that it becomes receptive to the outpouring of the Spirit. And any person will partake in an abundance of knowledge if he fulfills these conditions. If he sincerely strives for the truth and requests it from me as the eternal truth. For it is my will to convey the truth to people. I do not want them to live in spiritual darkness. I want to draw them into the spiritual realm, and this is only possible by imparting and receiving the pure truth, which alone leads to me because it also originates from me. And anyone who searches in this way will have the right thoughts, he will penetrate profound knowledge, the spiritual sphere which will remain closed to all those who search elsewhere, because this is my will. The prayer for enlightenment of the spirit alone is no guarantee for its working if the other conditions are not observed as well, of which Roman 1, however, will not let go because one depends on the other. Because a spiritual gift can only be offered if my law is complied with, which is fixed for eternity. Amen.